I'm Dr. George Flynn. Welcome to In-Depth TV, where today we're going to talk about your talents, what you've got, what you're doing. If you say, I have no talents, well, I've got big news for you today, and things will never be the same for you after these few minutes of hearing this message. Basically, preparation overcomes any lack of talent that you may think you have. So if you think you just don't have any talent, natural talent to do this or that, all you've got to do is prepare. Prepare for the test, prepare for the job, prepare for the athletic event. Prepare. And it overcomes what you might think is a lack of talent. Basically, in life, you want to serve others. The people that want to serve themselves, self-serving, wind up not doing as well as those who want to serve others. Because when you serve others, they will respond in kind with something serving you. It may be money, it may be time, it may be effort, it may be goodwill, but you'll be, if you serve others, if you keep putting energy into other people, you will find that it comes right back to you. Now, you've heard this maybe a few times, but a lot of people say to the stove, give me some heat, give me some warmth, and then I'll put in the wood burning stove. Or give me heat, and then I'll turn on the gas. Or give me heat, then I'll turn on the electricity. But you see, we can all laugh about that. That's backwards. What we're saying to the world is give me compensation, give me promotions, give me time, give me this, and then I'll do the work. Well, the key is do the work first. And when you're doing this and you're deciding who you're going to serve, think about who out there needs this service that you have, or this time, or this product. And what is the product that they need? What is the problem that they have that you want to solve? And where are you going to do it? And the main reason is, why are you going to do this? Develop your why. Why are you going to do it? You know, there's a lot of computer companies out there. There's Dell. There's all kind of computer companies. Sony. But the one that stands out is Apple, because they have a why. Why are they doing what they're doing? They have a corporate mentality. Now, I use the other products. I do. But I'm just saying, in the marketing sphere and in the public relations sphere, which you're always in, whether you're marketing to one person or you're having public relations with a small group or a larger group, you're always in that. But what I want you to do is know that what you do, it's what you do that controls all of this. And what this does is it removes all of the excuses. It removes everything. It makes you responsible. You're now responsible for your own life. And by removing those excuses, you can't say, well, it just didn't go good. The weather wasn't good that day. Whatever your excuse is, it's up to you. And we've heard this before. If it is to be, it's up to me. You know, it kind of rhymes, but it's true. There was a book years ago by Earl Nightingale. It was a recording, actually. It became a book, but it started out as a recording, a record. If you can remember back to when records were, I think it was a 78 record. It may have been a 45 or 33, but it was a record. It was the first non-music record to sell 1 million copies. And it's general, if you want to sum up the whole thing in one sentence. We become what we think about. And that was Earl Nightingale's idea. Now, there's been some movements that have spawned from that. There's The Secret and The Law of Attraction, and we've all heard of these things. If you haven't heard of them, I'm sure you will hear of them, because there are celebrities like Oprah and various celebrities on TV talking about The Secret or The Law of Attraction. And what that basically says is, if you'll think about something long enough, then it will come to you. You're attracting it. I've got a little bit of a problem with it, but it says that. It's like you can sit on your couch and think about having a new car. We'll call it a Porsche, a new car, or a new Mercedes. And you can think about it long enough and just sit on your couch and think about it. All of a sudden, poof, it'll show up in your driveway. Well, I've never had that happen. And if you have had that happen, let us know, because that usually doesn't occur. Because the problem with it is, thinking only goes so far. You can think about it all you want to, and you can dream about it all you want to, but it only goes so far. It gets your head right, it gets your mindset correct, but there's one little thing missing in the whole scheme of things. Action. Action is needed. You know, action needs to go along with thinking. You can think about it, then you take action. But if you don't take any action, nothing's going to happen. You are unique. When you take these actions, a lot of people can have the same thoughts, the same dreams, but you are unique, and you will take that action, that unique action that is you, and that will absolutely make the difference. So you have a USP, a unique selling proposition, or a unique competitive advantage because of you, yourself. So what you've got to do is, to do these things, is learn the skills necessary. You think about something you want to do, so you learn the skills necessary to do it. You do the preparation, and then you act. But one rule here, and a lot of people say, well, you just model other people, you copy other people, what they've done. No. You can do that somewhat, but copy in your framework, copy from your point of view. If you've got to do that, if you want to take the same actions, you'll get similar results, but be yourself. Don't try to be someone else, because you're not someone else. You're unique. And let's be unique and be yourself. So basically, you think, and all of these experiences that you've had and all the training you've ever had in life and everything that's ever happened, put that into your thinking. You're unique. Come up with this idea and then take your type of unique actions. And let's see where it goes. And then if it doesn't get you exactly where you want to go, you course correct. And then it won't get you exactly where you want, so you course correct again. You know, a flight from New York to California is off course most of the time. It'll fly, and then the wind will throw it off course, and then it'll fly back onto course. But it's always course correcting to stay on course until it gets right down to the, you know, lands within a foot or two of where it's supposed to be. So that's the idea. You act, then you find out, did that help? And then you course correct, and you make sure you're there. One thing I want you to do, and think about this, is laser focus on what you do really well. What you do really, really well. Laser focus on that. And I heard years ago this saying, and I believe it, and it's worked. Focus narrowly, laser focus narrowly for broad results. And when you do that, when you focus narrowly, people will see you doing something extremely well. You provide value to others extremely well. I mean, you take action, because there's another little saying you may have heard, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Action Do what you say you're going to do. Don't just talk about it. A lot of people in life, and you know them, and I do too, they just talk. They just say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and they never do anything. They're too busy talking about it. Remember that talk is cheap, and without action, nothing happens. So a lot of this you've heard a lot of these sayings before, and I just want you to remember one big, big last topic. Life is happening now. It didn't happen. Life is not happening. It happened a long time ago, like a minute ago. It's going to happen in a few minutes, but it's happening. It's going on right this minute. And you know it, and I know it. We sometimes want to ignore the fact. We say, oh, isn't going to be good next, or it was so good years ago. But no, it's right now. Where are you right now? Where are you in your life? You can say, well, I'm in my living room, or I'm in my dining room, I'm watching this. But where are you in life? Are you where you want to be? Are you where you know, as a kid, you knew you were meant to do something, to be something. You weren't meant to just think about it. You were meant to do something so you could be something. You were meant to give your talents to the world so that the world could be a better place. And there are people that are misguided that think just by them being there and not doing anything, just by their mere presence, that they're doing the world a big favor. I was taught, and I believe firmly, that you need to take actions to make your mark on the world. I've seen people, and I saw it just the other day, I saw a train going by, and there was a lot of graffiti on the cars. And I wondered, why would somebody do that? And then it came to me, they're trying to make their mark on the world. They're trying to make it where the world knows that they were here, they existed. That's graffiti on trains, on cars, boxcars. And you see it, and it's beautiful art, some of it. Some of it's really nice. I can't imagine how they make the bubble letters and everything. But they're just trying to make their mark on the world. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be a graffiti artist? Do you want to be somebody, an executive? Do you want to be somebody that supplies products for the betterment of humanity? What do you want to do? Now's the time you can take a few minutes to think about it. Think about your past. Think about what you've always wanted to do and always wanted to be. Then, let's think about your future. What could you do to enhance that, to develop that? And then you think, come to the present and you say, my next step is this. In the 1970s, there was a beer called Schlitz beer. I don't even know if they make it. I don't drink beer, so but I did pay attention to their motto, their little tagline. And their tagline was, you only go around once in life. Go for all the gusto you can. And that's what I'm saying. This is a way you grab for all the gusto you can. You do all of the good things that you can do to help other people, help your family, help yourself, help everyone. And you're grabbing for that gusto because it's occurring right now. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV. We appreciate you being here. See you next time.